For today's Global Hit, we bring you the latest song from the king of French rock and roll. He's a legend who's been belting out number one hits for more than 50 years. His name? What? You don't know it? It's Johnny Hallyday. Don't be upset that doesn't ring a bell. As the world's Jerry Haddon reports, for all Hallyday's superstardom at home, he's never made a splash abroad.
For the French, Johnny Hallyday has always had two things going for him. His rugged good looks, imagine a cross between Sean Penn and David Hasselhoff, and his voice.
J'ai toujours fui l'ennui, mais pas la solitude. C'est pas toi qui m'ennuie, mais les habitudes.
This is Hallyday's latest single, Jamais Seul, or Never Alone. One fan is Philippe Seman, the owner of a second-hand record store in the old part of Strasbourg. He says Hallyday's image is of someone who is strong and powerful, a real, breathing, physical beast. But at the same time, he has a shy air, as if he were fragile on the inside, someone who could just melt away. And the French, he says, adore that. Hallyday has sold millions of records at home. He was made a knight in the Legion of Honor, France's highest award. And yet there hasn't ever been an Hallyday invasion. He's never left shores like the Beatles or the Stones or Elvis, for that matter. He just doesn't translate, says Seman. He says Hallyday abroad has never worked because he's something typically French. He sings in French. He did try to make some English records, but they didn't take off. Because for an English speaker, perhaps he doesn't offer much that's original. Hallyday has had hits with countless covers like this one of The House of the Rising Sun, and all of his original tunes were written by others. Yet the French have always considered Hallyday the real deal. Former President Jacques Chirac once called Hallyday the country's only original rock and roll star. While hits like Allumer le Feu or Light the Fire might sound derivative to an Anglo ear, to the French, that's not the point. What they love, says Strasbourg street musician Pierre Brandt, is how Hallyday unabashedly embraced a foreign genre and made it his own.
C'est une vedette nationale, pas internationale.
He's a national star, not an international star, he says. Even right across the border in Germany, they toss Johnny in the trash. And it's impossible to export him now anyway, he adds, because he's grown too old. Hallyday is now 67. He still dresses like a rocker, still sports the dark glasses. Last year, he nearly died of cancer. His comeback single, Jamais Seul, has a dirge-like quality to it, something raw.
J'ai toujours fui la nuit, celle de ma solitude. C'est pas toi qui me nuis, mais tes attitudes.
Though Hallyday has never composed his own songs, maybe the key to his career has been a keen ear for hits, for songs that not only resonate with the French public, but speak to his own long life in the public eye. For the world, I'm Jerry Haddon in Strasbourg, France.
Jamais, jamais seul.
You can watch a classic video of Johnny Hallyday at theworld.org. Oui, oui, tout suite. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for tuning in.
Là-haut sur le col de ma solitude. Cette peau qui me colle, mon âme qui se dénude, ce dernier verre d'amour.